Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Romans 16:19 says, your obedience has come abroad to all men, and I am glad therefore on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. Read that out loud. I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. What does God want us to know about? Does he want us to know what good is?
Yes.
Oh, yes, he does. He doesn't just want us to know a little something about it. He wants us to be wise concerning it. Now, evil, does he want us to know about evil?
No.
There's a lot of stuff in this world we are so much better off not seeing, not hearing, not knowing. So much better off. Go to Ephesians, please. Just a few pages over. Ephesians and the fifth chapter. Ephesians 5:3. He said, fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor, that's talking about coarse and filthy jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Should we be talking about or involved in any of these things?
No,
we should not. Now skip on down. Verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. So if you are talking about that and involved in that with people, you are going to partake of what they partake of, including their judgments, including their punishments, like we've talked about. For you were sometimes darkness. We used to be in some of that stuff, but now are you light in the Lord. So walk like it, act like it, children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all what?
Goodness.
For the fruit of the Spirit is what?
Goodness.
Now we know, looking later, you know, or in Galatians rather, at the list of the 9 fruit of the Spirit, you know, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, etc. But we know that all of them are in what?
Goodness.
Love is good. Joy is what?
Good.
Joy is good. Peace is good. But let's just back up. What about the opposite of them? Hate. Hate is bad. Depression. Ain't nobody depressed for the glory of God. Ain't nobody depressed because they're more spiritual than other people and are more of a prayer warrior and carrying the burden. Depression is bad. It's not faith and it's not God. There is no excuse for being depressed. We are commanded to cast all of our cares. How many of them?
All.
Come on, don't quit me now. You don't want to hold on to that depression.
No.
If you sit there and tune up and go, well, Brother Keith, you just don't understand. I don't want to be like this. But you don't have to be like that.
Right.
But if you argue and fuss about it, you'll stay that way.
That's right.
Casting all your care over on him. Depression's bad. Heaviness is bad. All that's bad. And he mentioned the other. It's in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Now verse 10, what? What?
Proving
what is acceptable to the Lord. Now skip on down just a few verses. Proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. But what about these people that try to tell us we can't know the will of God? that tell us, well, you just don't know. Obviously, you know, this is happening, so it must be the will of God. No, everything that happens is not the will of God. Take the biggest and most obvious. People dying without Jesus is not the will of God. Well, it has happened. It's happening. Well, then that theory don't hold then. Well, God, I just believe now, preacher, I just believe that God is omnipotent. I just believe that God is all powerful and that nothing happens but what is His will. Well, you believe a lie. I said, you believe a lie. Yeah. There are all kind of things happening that are not the will of God. Top of the list is people dying without Him. Amen. And the Bible said He is not willing that any, He is not what? He's not what? He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come. All should come. Well, are people not coming? Then it's not His will, but it's happening. No, everything that is happening on this planet and everything that is happening in people's lives is not good and not God's will. There are a lot of things that are bad and they are never were the will of God. And they're happening because people, human beings, have a free will. And they can choose whether they obey God or not. They can choose whether they believe God or not. And when they choose wrong, then bad things happen. Yes. And it's not the will of God. Now, do you see this? Now, we are supposed to be wise concerning good. And this is really an undergirding truth of this whole series. It is God's objective that you and I become wiser concerning good. And that we become more and more settled about what's good and what's bad. And any gray areas and ambiguity, we wondered, is this good or not? We find out, no, that's bad. Don't have any part of it. Is this the will of God? Does God really want me to have all this and do all this? Yeah, it's good. He wants you to have it. Go ahead and embrace it with both arms. Pursue it. But being wise, you know, concerning the good and not being unwise, but understanding and knowing what the will of our good God is, which is good. 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 It'd be so easy to understand if we hadn't had centuries of unbelieving preaching. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about... went about what?
Good.
Doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, why wouldn't you understand that being sick is bad and being healed is good?
Yes.
Don't be confused about it. Being broke is
bad.
Being rich is
good.
Hallelujah. Did you go to the other scripture in Exodus? I'm glad I came tonight. I'm becoming more excited, more convinced of God's goodness every day of my life. I know what God's done for me and mine, where He's brought us from, what He's done for us, how good He is, how good He's been. And you know, He's just getting started with us, all of us. Have you tasted any of His goodness? Can I get a witness? Have you tasted of any of His goodness? It's the best life there is. I know I was in Georgia. Oh, this must have been 18 years ago. Doing a meeting. And I come in after the service that night, and I was just particularly blessed, wound up. And it's 2 in the morning. I'm laying there with my eyes wide open. And so instead of just laying there, I just begin to think. Because the Bible, we had been talking about it, you know, putting yourself in remembrance of things that God had done for you. and what a spiritual truth and powerful thing that is. And so I began to do that, just laying there by myself. And I began to think about what God did for me and how I was traipsing along behind a milk cow, trying to round them up, bring them to the barn early one morning, and begin to realize God had a call on my life. And nobody knew me, nobody cared, and what God had done with me just in a few decades. And yes. I'd been all over the globe and yes. seen miracles. And I began to say, oh, God, yes. you are so good to me. Yes. And I began to think about crisis times when my loved ones were at death's door and how God had spared them from terrible accidents. And they just walked away from stuff that they should have been dead many times over, and to brink of death with a disease, and God had healed them and brought them back to full health. And we'd sit down at a Thanksgiving meal and enjoyed fellowship. And I said, oh, God, oh, God, oh, you are so good, so good, so good. And I just kept laying there thanking him because he was so good. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost come got into bed with me. I got so excited. I could not lay down. I got up and I danced around the bed and I danced around the bed and I danced around the bed. I tried to do it quietly because I was in the pastor's house. Then finally I figured, well, what if he hears me praising God? I mean, that's the kind of preacher you want coming to your church, right? I mean, so finally I got calmed down. It's about 3:00. I laid down. I'm going to go to sleep. I got a service in the morning. I laid down, and I got to thinking about some other things God had done for me. I thought, oh, God, you are so good. Lord, what you did, oh, and how you did that. That was a smooth move. God, and within the next 30 minutes, I got so excited, I couldn't lay there. I had to get up. I got up, and I just lifted my hands, and I walked. I'm just in there by myself and praising God, because not just to be doing something, there's nobody there to see me. Except him, I just got so excited. Now, if you hadn't been there, you need to get there. If that sounds weird to you, you're the one that needs to change. This is supposed to be normal for us. But what I am doing in praising him and thanking him, I am re-experiencing some of the manifestation of his goodness from these times. And what happened before the night was over, I think it was 5:00 before I got off to sleep and could have cared less. What began to happen at the end of that, he began to give me glimpses of some good things he had planned for me in time to come. And this is what he said to me. He said, you think that was good? I said, I know it's good. He said, you wait till you see this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me